Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1696, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, also conducts the New Orleans office. He is making investigation into the Frank case and Conley case and the Mary Fagan murder like me and getting angles over the country. He does not report to me in writing. He sometimes reports to me verbally. I do not get all the reports eventually and ultimately from all men working on this case. Mr. Sears has charge of them. Mr. Sears and Mr. Haas get them. Mr. Sears is just the local man here. I do not get, either verbally or in writing, full and complete reports as to the investigation going on. These matters are not reported to Frank's counsel before they come to me. They come to our office first, they should. I am not the man who makes the reports to Frank's attorneys. They report to Mr. Lahan and Mr. Haas. The purpose and object in dividing it up, and my object in making subordinate reports to these men, is so that they will know everything that is going on. I visited Mr. William M. Smith in company with Mr. Dan Lahan some week or 10 days ago, about 8 o'clock in the morning. I know that Carlton C. Tedder was reporting to Mr. Lahan at that time. Yes, I asked Mr. Smith if he trusted Mr. Tedder implicitly on that occasion. I wanted to know whether or not he was frank with us in stating he would get some facts or gather some facts in connection with Conley. I was not anxious to convict Conley and save Frank. But if Conley was innocent, I could not tell exactly when I first came into possession of facts with reference to this Rogersdale matter, the first time I ever heard of it. Mr. Lahan spoke to me about it. He stated that there was a preacher, and he was back in the alley, and when he got this far, I stopped him. I didn't want to hear about any more people being in the alleys. Yes, I had sufficient of that, back of the pencil factory. I had a man in Chicago who claimed to have picked up a pocketbook and memorandum book back in the alley of the National Pencil Factory. I forget his name. He said he was a Salvation Army man. I did not get his affidavit. Mr. Hopkins, I think, took an affidavit from him. I guess it is in the possession of somebody here in Atlanta. I heard so many alley propositions. There just have been 300 or 400 propositions. I got disgusted. I didn't find them anywhere, either in Chicago, New York, or Atlanta. The operatives kept telling me about them. Mr. Lahan and I were continually joking about the number of men who were down in the alley. Yes, I talked.